Today's habits determine tomorrow's destiny. Will your life be marked by pride and violence, or by humility, gentleness, and love as evidence of Christ at work within you? Is the practice in daily life producing patterns God will bless, or habits His Word warns will lead to judgment? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. I am so glad that you are tuning in today. Check us out at fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. And if you enjoy these daily devotions, subscribe, like, share, comment. If you're in that Washington Defender app, we have a new huddle system for you. So check it on out, and you're going to have a great time. Place this into your huddle. I've been asked, why do we do a daily devotion? Well, one of the things that we believe at FPIW is if we want to change the public square, we have to change our hearts. And so we want to dive into God's Word each and every single day. I've also been asked, why are you doing this on Saturday and Sunday? Well, there's many people who are driving to work right now on a Sunday and or Saturday, and that is their life. And we want to encourage them to be ready for their day, to be able to walk in the things of God and do the things that honor and glorify Him. I've also been asked, are all these going to be so negative, like the wrath of God, the judgment of God? Well, when we go verse by verse and line by line through the scripture, it really does help us to preach the whole counsel of God's Word. So they're not meant to be negative. They're meant to drive maturity inside of us. So we are in our series called Practice, and this is the one called The Judgment of God. It says in Romans chapter 2, verse 2, "And we know that the judgment of God rightly falls upon those who practice such things." So the question we need to ask when we come to this verse is this: the judgment of God rightly falls upon those who practice what things? You know, what are the things he's mentioning and talking about? So you actually have to go up a few verses in order to understand this. And it's verses 28 through 32. It says, "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, those who practice such things deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve all those who practice them." So that's the list that he's referring to in chapter 2, verse 2. So let's look at this list: a debased mind. In the public square today, are you going to have a debased mind or a renewed mind? One that focuses on God's truth, His purity, God's wisdom, Romans 12, 2, Philippians 4, 8, you can check those out. An unrighteousness. Are you going to practice unrighteousness or practice righteousness today? Now, you may be wondering, what is righteousness? Well, it's really the attitude and the actions of doing the things that bring honor and glory to God. That's practicing righteousness. And so when we do that, when we tell the truth, when we speak to our neighbor in love and care for them, we're practicing righteousness. And so we're doing what is right or just, 1 John 3, 7. Are you going to practice in the public square sexual immorality or sexual purity? Are you going to honor God in your joking, in your sexuality, in all that you are, that God has a design for your sexuality? 1 Thessalonians 4, 3 through 4. This is a way that we know that the judgment rightly falls on us if we practice opposite of those things. And as you go to work today, or you find yourself at church today, or whatever, wherever you find yourself, are you going to be a person of lust or a person who loves God? Because remember, a lot of these things can happen internally in our mind and in our thought process, and we need to take those thoughts and just begin to honor and glorify God. Are you going to be a person of wickedness or God's goodness, living with integrity and moral excellence, as Galatians 5:22 talks about? Are you going to be a covetous person or content and generous to those around you? We always have these opportunities to share in generosity. I love this because this really does shape the public square. When we understand that God has called us as Christ followers to be the most generous in the world. Are you going to be malicious or kind and benevolent, doing good intentionally. This is so powerful. You have an opportunity. The judgment of God's going to fall on those who have been malicious, and the glory of God, you might say, or the blessings of God and or the peace of God is going to fall on those who are kind and benevolent. Now, kindness is not, let me be very clear, is not to be misunderstood as to lying and coddling so that people feel good about themselves. That is not kind. That's actually very, very evil. And God calls us to speak truth, do it in love, but do it with clarity. Full of envy, rejoicing with others, grateful. How are you going to operate today? You know, I can tell you that today there was something that took place and I was like envious of that. And I had to go before the Lord and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? And he's like, celebrate them. I'm like, oh yeah, I need to be grateful and have gratitude. So are you going to be a backbiter? Many in the conservative movement struggle with this. Are you going to speak well and bless others? We have the opportunity to do that in each and every moment. Where we can backbite or we speak well and we bless others, edify and build up each other. Are you going to be haters of God or lovers of God? There's your opportunities. I'm just doing the contrasting statements of what Romans has said in chapter 1. Are you going to be violent or gentle and peaceful? There's so much violence in our culture today. You know, we just recently saw Charlie Kirk assassinated. We saw that lady on the bus killed. You know, murdered in cold blood. We saw ICE agents shot at. We've seen so much violence. And as Christ followers, we have to ask ourselves, are we going to be violent or are we going to honor God, be peaceful and gentle? Are we going to be proud or filled with humility? The servant's heart, the humble, Philippians 2:3, and to really step out and allow God to use us in a powerful way today in through bold humility. I love that. A bold, profound humility. And I think as you go into your public space today, there may be some people who just drive you nuts and you need God to ask God, help me, Lord, help me to love them the way that you love them. They are created in your image. And as Christ followers, this is one of the most important traits or attributes that we can exhibit is bold humility. Are we going to be boastful or boasters or modesty and giving glory to God? There's some scriptures for you, Proverbs 27:2 and 1 Corinthians 1:31. Inventors of evil are creators of good, innovative for God. We have that opportunity today. Are you going to be disobedient to parents? Or are you going to honor your parents? Now, you may be like me. You're an adult and you have grown kids. And you're like, how do I honor my parents? Well, we work at this. All of us do. Is still honoring our parents that they were given to you by God. And not all of them, at times have been a blessing, just like we haven't always been a blessing to our own children. But they're still to be honored and respected. Undiscerning, or are you going to be filled with wisdom and discernment today? Untrustworthy, or are you going to be faithful and trustworthy? Unloving, are you going to be loving? Unforgiving, are you going to be forgiving? Unmerciful, are you going to be compassionate and merciful today? So here's the bottom line. What will you practice today in the public square? You kind of have two opportunities. You can practice your flesh, or you can practice allowing the Holy Spirit to flow through you today in such a way that you bring honor, glory, and attention to the name that is above all names, the name of Jesus Christ. So my prayer for you, let me just pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will just take and bless them today, that we would be people of the book of the Word of God, people of the Spirit of God, and that we would honor and glorify you above all else. Lord, we know that judgment rightly falls on those who practice, who intentionally go after those things that are contrary to your word. Lord, as Christ followers today, we're not going to practice our flesh. We're going to practice doing what brings glory to you. We thank you for all this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Now go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.